These two peregrine falcon chicks hatched about 3 weeks ago. Today, they're getting their legs banded, and they are not happy about it. The birds, named Dream and Scrunchy, were born in a nest maintained by Wisconsin Public Service high atop the Central Wisconsin power plant. Greg Septon is a peregrine falcon researcher. He says nests like this one have been a big part of the raptor's reintroduction to Wisconsin.
Until we've got in the state probably at least a couple dozen birds nesting successfully on cliffs again, like they did historically, the lion's share of birds in Wisconsin are still coming from urban sites.
Peregrine falcons nearly went extinct in the 1970s as a result of the widespread use of the pesticide DDT. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.